Happy Friday. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. A pilot program will give federal dollars to Long Island homeowners in flood zones. The International Festival of Arts and Ideas kicks off in New Haven. Thousands of teenagers took over the beach and boardwalk at Long Beach last night. And Sandy Hook victims were honored at Newtown High School's graduation this week. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut's ranked choice voting working group has been assured that the system would enable a more diverse pool of candidates for elected office. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Ranked choice allows voters to rank candidates in order of preference. Deb Otis is with Fair Vote, a national nonpartisan voting reform organization. She says in the 29 states that have already adopted ranked choice, voters like the process because it encourages more sincere voting.
We have some evidence that independent and third-party candidates get more vote share in ranked choice because people aren't afraid to vote for them.
Otis spoke at the first meeting of a nonpartisan group appointed by Governor Ned Lamont to consider proposals for ranked choice voting in Connecticut. The panel is expected to submit recommendations for lawmakers to consider next year. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
Some homeowners along the south shore of Long Island may be eligible to get federal funds to raise their houses. It's part of a pilot program to reduce flood damage from storms. WSHU's Desiree Diorio has more.
Up to 200 homes in Babylon and Mastic Beach are eligible for the house lifting program, according to Brookhaven town officials. The houses are in flood-prone areas that have been hit by storms before. Elevating these houses is part of a vast $2.4 billion federal project to protect Long Island's coast from storm damage and coastal flooding. It includes building and reinforcing dunes, acquiring properties, and raising the banks on the inlets that snake through Suffolk County. The project has been decades in the making. Berm construction started earlier this year. The Army Corps of Engineers says eligible homeowners will be able to apply for the program by the end of this summer. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
This year's International Festival of Arts and Ideas kicks off today in New Haven. The lineup includes more than 150 events. WSHU's Ada Uzenlar has more.
The two-week festival highlights global art, music, and culture that comes from Connecticut and beyond. Governor Ned Lamont says it's important to recognize the state's diversity because not everyone knows about its rich cultures.
There's a sort of image of Connecticut as leafy suburbs, and we got that. No question about it. We have some of the most vibrant cities in the world right here.
The festival's organizers say out of all the events that'll take place around New Haven, most are free. They also say they broke a festival record this year for the number of tickets sold for a single event. That's for three-time Grammy-winning jazz singer Samara Joy on June 26th. The festival runs through the 29th. Ada Uzenlar, WSHU News.
The Newtown High School graduating class honored the memory of their former classmates at their graduation ceremony this week. That story is ahead. First, a message from our supporter.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast, with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group, HartfordHealthcare.org.
New York lawmakers have passed a bill that would require more community representation in local industrial development agencies known as IDAs. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
IDA boards are appointed by the city, town, or county government in their jurisdiction. They encourage economic development by giving tax breaks to businesses that expand. The legislation would mandate that IDAs have at least one representative from unions and another with ties to public schools. The bill's purpose is to ensure that communities benefit from company tax breaks. There are 8 IDAs on Long Island. At least 5 have public school or union representation on their boards. Shelley Hassman Kadish, WSHU News.
More than 2,000 teenagers swarmed Long Beach yesterday in what police say was a massive senior skip day outing. The city of Long Beach and Nassau County police were called that evening to control the mob on the beach and boardwalk. Once they arrived, the crowd moved into the streets where multiple fights broke out and shots were fired near the train station. At least one person was wounded and 2 people were taken into custody. United Illuminating has joined Eversource in pausing its electric vehicle charging program in Connecticut due to its concerns about state regulators. Without policy approvals, UI is unsure if it could recover its multi-million dollar investments in improvement projects from ratepayers. Great Wolf Resorts at Foxwoods has announced its $300 million water park resort will be open in the summer of 2025. It'll have water slides, pools, and a lazy river, as well as nearly 540 hotel rooms. More than 500 jobs are expected to be created and support local tourism in eastern Connecticut. Survivors of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting graduated from Newtown High School this week. They reflected on what it was like to celebrate the milestone while honoring the memory of their former classmates. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
Grace Fisher and Matt Holding were in first grade when they survived a shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. That day, 20 of their peers and 6 educators died. This week, they remembered their former classmates at a private graduation ceremony.
Today we celebrate the class of 2024 with excitement and pride, but also with sorrow, knowing that 20 former classmates who were tragic.
Holden says they wanted to find a balance between celebrating the graduates and honoring the memory of the children who died. The graduates wore green ribbons with white lettering. And at the start of the ceremony, the victims' names were read aloud, followed by a moment of silence. Fisher says it was a significant moment.
I think that was very special to the entire student body, staff, parents, and everyone. And it is shocking, like, to hear all of their names, and it is very emotional, and it's hard to kind of sit through that, but it was needed.
Holden says he admires the strength of the parents of the victims. He's grateful for their support and that they are still fighting to keep children safe through their work.
After what they went through, it can be understandable for them to kind of want to back off from public view and just kind of live their lives, but I think it's awesome to hear that they're with us.
Scarlett Lewis founded the Jesse Lewis Choose Love movement after her son died. She says her son saved several students' lives that day. She remembers Jesse as happy and energetic. At first, Lewis says she couldn't imagine life without him, but now she's doing her best to honor his memory. She says she's proud of his peers who are graduating.
I believe that Jesse saved their lives for a reason. They are here for a reason and a purpose, and I am looking forward to seeing all that they do to help make the world a safer, more peaceful, and loving place.
Jenny Hubbard's daughter, Catherine, would have turned 18 years old this month. She says she thinks about her daughter during this milestone and what her future could have been.
I have thought about those questions briefly, because the reality is that she's not graduating.
Hubbard founded the Catherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary in honor of her daughter. She visited the sanctuary the day before the graduation to reflect on her daughter. Hubbard says she's excited for the graduates and calls this a bittersweet moment.
I am so excited for what these kids have in store. I think that their story and the fabric of their childhood has this mar in it that is just devastating. No child should have to ever live through a mass school shooting.
Hubbard says the graduating class has shown the community their resilience and hope. Her hope is that they can acknowledge what happened, but mark this moment as one that needs to be celebrated.
Congratulations, class of 2024. You did it.
In addition to the final exams, prom, and graduation rehearsals, the schedule was packed with interviews and meetings. Holden says the past few weeks have been a bit hectic.
It's been a lot. You know, we obviously were not used to this. And adding that on top of this already hectic schedule that we are used to, it was stressful. But again, like I said, I think it's good to get our story out there.
The two students joined several other survivors last week on a trip to Washington, D.C. on Gun Violence Awareness Day. There, they met with Vice President Kamala Harris about the importance of gun violence prevention. Fisher says that's when it all began to settle in.
That's when it was kind of like, okay, wow, like we do really have like a big like platform kind of. But as hectic and chaotic as it was, I think it was good to continuously share our stories.
Holden and Fisher say this is only the beginning. They say their experience has influenced them and their career paths. Holden will continue to speak about the experience and fight for the rest of his life. He wants to meet more advocates and leaders to make sure that there is change.
I want change. Call me a pessimist, but after Sandy Hook, seeing all these leaders wish for thoughts and prayers while doing absolutely nothing to actually help people, the way I see it, if I want change that'll actually help, I gotta do it myself.
And that starts with more school. Holden plans to study political science at George Washington University. Fisher will go to Hamilton College to major in law and justice studies. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or stream online at WSHU.org or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And as always, if you have any thoughts or story ideas you'd like to share with us, please feel free to reach out. That's how public radio works, as a service to your community. The best way to get in touch is by email, and it's news@WSHU.org. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.